Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Are you ready for this?
Are we ready?
I am ready.
Oh, for Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Oh, well, I guess I don't have a choice.
It's time for a great day.
Is there any more coffee?
I can't start the day without a big cup of coffee.
Coffee. Coffee solves everything.
Wait, what day is today?
What is it again?
Wednesday.
I think we've covered this, haven't we?
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
Okay. We can start.
Let's start now.
Showtime.
All right, 6:36. How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
It's showtime. It's going to be partly sunny today and mild, highs in the mid to upper 50s.
We are your official station for the Governor Challenge Collegiate Basketball Invitational. Hey, coming very soon. We're days away, November the 21st to the 23rd. You got all the 411.
Yeah, so it all goes down at the Wicomico Civic Center in Salisbury, November the 21st through the 23rd. And the men's basketball teams that will be there include Salisbury University, Gettysburg College, Roanoke College, and also King University. For the ladies, Salisbury University, Lehman College, King University, and Immaculata University. You can kick off all the excitement with our show Friday the 21st from 6 to 10 a.m. right there at the Civic Center. Tickets are on sale right now with general admission, courtside seating options, and also those weekend passes are also available. And if you need to know the schedules and get ticket information, just visit their website, governorschallenge.org.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 6:37. We got sports coming up. Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got today?
All right, so Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, they turn up for Brandy and Monica's star-studded L.A. tour stop. Man, why couldn't I be there? So on Sunday, Brandy and Monica's co-headlining the Boy Is Mine tour made a standout stop at the sold-out Kia Forum in California. It was a star-studded audience. It included Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, Queen Latifah, Jennifer Lewis, and many more. The legendary R&B duo delivered their dynamic six-act show featuring hits like Don't Take It Personal, I Want to Be Down. They did a tribute with The Boy Is Mine with Whitney Houston. They
old
had
school.
Special guest appearances with LL Cool J, 50 Cent, Miguel. I mean, they did Destiny's Child classics with Kelly Rowland being added. This tour was unbelievable. It now goes to Charlotte on Thursday, November the 13th, and it ends on December the 14th in Jacksonville. But what a night.
Nice.
I would freak out if I was there. Also, movies that you can get into the Thanksgiving spirit with.
Okay.
The holidays are quickly approaching. So number one on the list is Addams Family Values, 1993 version. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yes.
In at number two.
Oh,
I
yes.
thought you would like that one
yes.
from 87. This is Bill's favorite. Number three, Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, gosh.
From 1947.
Jess says that very sarcastically, by the
this
way.
This is my favorite.
From what? 19 what?
47.
So, the original?
Yeah.
That's better than the new one. Yeah.
Number four. My favorite, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, 1973. And number five on the list, She's Gotta Have It, from 1986. Others, Spider-Man, You've Got Mail, Scent of a Woman, Home for the Holidays.
Oh, Scent of a Woman. Rush. That's Al Pacino, right?
Yep. So those are just some movies to get you.
What were the last couple you said?
Spirit, Spider-Man, You've Got Mail, Scent of a Woman, Home for the Holidays, and The Gold Rush.
Okay.
Yeah. So... I don't know. I thought it was a pretty cool list. And Justin Bieber.
It's okay. There are some okay ones on there.
It's all right.
But I'm ready for, like, I told you, I'm all in.
More Christmas?
I'm all in on the holidays.
Yeah.
It's all good. But, you know, I'm kind of over, like, some of the ones, like, that we used to watch, like, over and over and over and over and over again.
Like what?
You know, like.
Like Christmas Story. Like, I watch it over and over. We still love it.
We used to. Like, I'm not going to go out and watch. Like, now that everything's streaming. Oh, I don't know. We have YouTube TV now, so.
Is it back?
What, ESPN?
Yeah, it's all.
No, ESPN's not.
Oh.
But it's still TV, you know.
Got it.
But, you know, we'll watch, you know, whatever's on. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm. Some of the ones that, like, air over and over and over and over again. Like, I don't know if I'm going to, like, you know, salt out and turn on A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm going to go out and turn on, you know, like certain ones, like Elf. I like Elf, and I like Will Ferrell, but it's like...
I was going to say, wait, I thought you liked that one.
I did. The first 5,000 times, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm at that point.
Those are classics.
Yeah, they are, and they can stay classics, you know?
You're not into it.
I mean, it's just, you know, same old, same old.
Wow. And then Justin Bieber and his wife. She's spilling the beans. She says that her and her hubby Justin are taking their marriage right now a day at a time. She was open about their marriage and motherhood. She did an interview, and People Magazine is now releasing some of the tidbits. She says that her and her hubby are taking it a day at a time when it comes to handling their high-profile marriage in the spotlight. They do share a son. His name is Jack. He's 15 months old. She says that she's really comfortable with the way that they are sharing things, you know, with him and taking care of him. She also says that she's looking forward to, you know, continuing her modeling career. She did an open interview with GQ magazine as well, and right now she's being open about it, saying that they're taking their marriage a day at a time. And yesterday was Veterans Day, and Barack Obama surprised a plane full of vets on their flight to DC.
So I saw this.
A group of, you know, military vets were there. They were on the plane, and the pictures and the videos are trending with him getting on the loudspeaker, and the crowd, the whole plane, I mean, they clapped, they cheered, and it was just a wonderful thing to see. And he did it perfect, just in time for Veterans Day. Surprised them all. How cool is that? I would trip.
Yeah, I saw that.
I would be like, what? Oh.
642, it's a Bill and Jessica show. We got sports coming up. Here's Sabrina Carpenter. Good morning.